بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من جلس في مجلس فكثر فيه لغته فقال قبل أن يقوم من مجلسه ذلك: سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، إلا غفر له ما كان في مجلسه ذلك. رواه الترمذي وقال: حديث حسن. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, whoever sits in any gathering in which he speaks a lot of idle talk or futile talk, then if he reads the following dua before he stands up from that gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him for whatever had transpired in the gathering. The dua is, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. In other words, be glorifying Allah, praising Allah. Allah is free from any type of faults, defects, shortcomings, deficiencies. Allah is spark. Allah is absolutely pure. Wa bihamdik, and with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are glorifying. We say, oh Allah, glory be to you and all praise be to you. I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship besides you. Astaghfiruk wa atubu ilayk. I seek your forgiveness and I am turning to you in repentance. So in any gathering, person sits in any gathering in which there is the word has come, lagat. Lagat means a lot of noise, idle talk, the shouting. So in this type of gathering, a person spoke all this, then the moment before he stands up from this gathering, if he reads his dua, out of Allah's kindness and mercy upon us, Allah still forgives him for whatever transpired in the gathering. The next hadith is very similar. وعن أبي برزة رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول بأخرة إذا أراد أن يقوم من المجلس سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك فقال رجل يا رسول الله إنك لتقول قولا ما كنت تقوله فيما مضى قال ذلك كفارة لما يكون في المجلس رواه أبو داود ورواه الحاكم أبو عبد الله في المستدرك من رواية عائشة رضي الله تعالى وقال صحيح الإسناد. So Abu Barza رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he intended to, in any end of a gathering, يقول بي أخرة, the end of the gathering, إذا أراد أن يقوم, when he intended to stand up from the gathering, then he would read the following dua, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. So Rasulullah mentioned this, and a man then stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, you are saying such a thing today that you did not say it previously. The first time we are hearing you mentioning this. In other words, at the end of a gathering, Rasulullah then said this aloud, سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ. He read this dua aloud. This sahabi was surprised that first time we are hearing you saying this at the end of the gathering. Nabi said, yes, ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةٌ لِمَا يَكُونُ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ. This is an expiation for whatever transpired in this gathering. Ulama say, Rasulullah's gathering was only full of words of wisdom. There was only purity in his majlis. There was no lagat, there was no futile talk, there was no noise, there was no shouting. Despite that, he still read this dua to teach his ummah, you and I. And we know the conditions of our gatherings. When we meet, what type of talks goes on. And therefore, Rasulullah is directing his ummah and to show us the importance of reading this dua at the end of any gathering. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to learn this dua. It's simple. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanaka.